This is the Dallas Morning News.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
It's Friday, February 16th. It will be a windy day in Dallas today with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. The high will be 72, but the temperature will plummet. The low tonight will be 34 with those wind gusts sticking around. Tomorrow, it will be a chilly 47 under sunny skies. Sunday, it will warm up a little bit into the upper 50s with spring-like temperatures returning at the start of next week. Here are today's headlines. Dallas Mayor Eric Johnson confirmed Thursday that he filed for divorce from his wife Nikita last year in a case sealed from the public by a Dallas judge. The mayor said in a statement to the Dallas Morning News on Thursday that he had intended to keep the divorce private until it was finalized for the sake of his three young children. He said he regrets that the case has pulled other people into a private family dispute over the division of assets. The Johnsons married in September 2007. Because the divorce case file is sealed, no records of the case appear publicly online in Dallas County. However, D Magazine reported about the case Wednesday after the outlet was alerted to the proceedings when editor Tim Rogers was subpoenaed to testify at the Johnsons' divorce trial the day before. Rogers wrote an April 2023 blog post in which he described the mayor giving the vibe of a divorced dad at a city council meeting. He wrote in the same post that it was a joke and that the mayor was still married. The magazine reported that Nikita Johnson alleged her husband had an affair with a city employee who has since left her job. Ike Vanden Eichel, the mayor's attorney, said in a text message to a news reporter that assertions of infidelity were completely groundless accusations without any merit. The attorney also provided a written statement from the mayor, who did not explain why he filed for divorce. Eric Johnson was the only choice listed for voters in the nonpartisan Dallas mayoral race last May, after he was the sole qualifier for the ballot. Records show Johnson received 93% of the ballots cast from voters in Dallas, Collin, and Denton counties, while 1% went to write-in candidate Kendall Richardson and 6% went to other write-in candidates. This is Johnson's final mayoral term, which ends in 2027. Johnson declared himself a Republican in September after being a longtime Democrat. He served five terms as a state representative starting in 2010 before first getting elected Dallas mayor in 2019. Up next, a prominent Dallas megachurch wants a judge to prevent construction of a 200,000-square-foot warehouse near a residential neighborhood, citing environmental racism and the city's antiquated zoning practices. Friendship West Baptist Church, a black megachurch on Wheatland Road, has filed a legal challenge against the warehouse project, which, if built, would be sandwiched between the church and a government facility and across the street from a high school and residential neighborhood. The church, represented by attorney Paul Stafford, in its filings also alleges the proposed warehouse would encourage further historical hardship and developmental discrimination in the community. Stafford says the project is emblematic of Dallas's history of zoning industrial sites near low-income, predominantly black and Latino neighborhoods. Stone Lake Capital Partners, a real estate investment firm that controls SL6, the limited partnership entity spearheading the project, said the land has been zoned for commercial use for the past two decades and was marketed as such when it purchased the 18-acre tract in 2021. The company has, in turn, sued the city for not approving the building permit. In other news, a hidden camera shows Texas college employees, including those from North Texas schools, suggesting that they're finding creative ways to pursue DEI initiatives despite the state's ban. University staffers are shown in the 7-minute video posted to YouTube responding to questions about diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI. Starting January 1st, a new state law went into effect barring DEI efforts at public universities and colleges. The video was recorded by Accuracy in Media, a group that describes itself as using citizen activism and investigative journalism to expose media bias, corruption, and public policy failings, according to its website. The employees were responding to questions from a woman recording them with a hidden camera. In some portions, she appears to support DEI initiatives as a way to get the employees to continue talking. And there's a fast-growing active shooter defense industry taking root with the rise of bloodshed and anxiety across North Texas and America. As the rate of gun deaths grows in Texas, the pro-business state has turned to solutions that have transformed what it's like to walk into schools and remade business priorities for executives who know these uniquely American tragedies can be lucrative. It spurred a $3 billion industry made up of active shooter training, consultants, surveillance technologies, and safety infrastructure. But some experts question the booming line of business and whether any of these strategies are effective at stopping gun violence. The physical and cybersecurity market in schools alone is expected to grow by nearly 20% by 2030, resulting in an $8.85 billion industry, according to market analysis firm Market Research Future. The market study credits the sector's surge to parents and administrators' growing concerns for children's safety at school. Thanks for listening. For more on today's stories and the latest breaking news, visit DallasNews.com. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll be back Monday with more from the Dallas Morning News.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.